Hello, welcome to the Thursday, June 25th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storms and Us Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. With recent Windows versions, Windows administrators have gotten PowerShell. PowerShell is finally a scripting language that, well, you're used to maybe from the Unix side, but really goes much further in how it integrates, for example, with your Windows system. Rob has a great diary on how to harness PowerShell to look for odd users. This is, for example, great if you're looking for lateral movement or for violations of password policies, never used accounts, and the like. So with a little PowerShell script, you can get really all of this information and more, and you can get it in different output formats, including some that are suitable for import into Excel. So great little tool that really, as a Windows administrator, you should embrace and you should learn more about. Whenever I teach our intrusion detection in-depth class, we talk about the need to randomize initial sequence numbers and how pretty much all modern operating systems have done so for a long, long time. Well, turns out there are exceptions here, and of course, embedded devices and industrial control systems have to lead the pack here to more vulnerable code. In this case, it's VxWorks. VxWorks is created by Wind River, which is an Intel subsidiary, and well, it creates predictable TCP initial sequence numbers. At this point, apparently only gear from Schneider Electric has been identified as vulnerable, but of course, there may be others out there. And if you recently purchased a Windows system, you may have noticed that in addition to Windows Update, you do have a second update process that will keep the device drivers up to date that were installed by the manufacturer, and sometimes also make sure that you don't delete bloatware that came pre-installed with the system. Samsung now went a step further, and in order to prevent its bloatware from being uninstalled by Windows Update, it does actually disable Windows Update. So in this case, only Samsung's update process will run, and you may miss out on some important fixes that are being pushed by Microsoft. You should expect Samsung's software update to run on all systems, laptops, desktops purchased from Samsung, no matter what the Windows operating system is. The author of the blog who identified this problem does state it affects Windows XP all the way down to Windows 8.1, both in the x86 as well in the x64 variant. To properly uninstall all of this, that's a little bit a more complex process, and I will refer you to the blog post that broke the story for more details. You will find the link in the show notes. And just because we had a lot of aircraft and grounded aircraft stories lately, there is a third one, and it affected New Zealand. Apparently all radar coverage over New Zealand failed for a few minutes, which was caused by three simultaneous failures. Now, there is at this point no indication that any hacking or other influence was involved here, but the outage, which only lasted a few minutes, did cause all planes to be grounded for a few hours because it first had to be ensured that the outage would not reoccur, and the root cause or root causes in this case had to be identified. And I'm often being asked why not more domains implement DNSSEC. Well, my answer usually is it's first of all causes DNS to be less reliable because there's a larger chance that you misconfigure it if you're using DNSSEC. And secondly, there's very little operational experience that administrators have with DNSSEC. Well, to push DNSSEC somewhat, Germany now on June 30th 30th does run a DNSSEC day, essentially a day where the German Office for Information Security is offering additional resources in how to configure DNSSEC and what the reason is for DNSSEC. I always advocate DNSSEC. I think it's a pretty good technology and something that can also be used to then extend the functionality of your DNS domain. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.